Now, live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX, The Greenberg Report, with Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Feiner. You can join in the conversation at 914-636-0110. Now on 1460 WVOX, here's Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Feiner.
Good morning. My name's Paul Feiner, and I'm the Greenberg Town Supervisor. And I'm joined today with Andrew Flem, who's a student intern.
Hi, everyone.
Great. And today we have a very interesting program. My guest for the first half hour is Jason Lowe, who's publisher of Lee and Lowe Books. Lee and Lowe Books is a family-owned company, a throwback to what many publishers used to be, independent, generational businesses in which people running the company have a personal stake in its success. And we're going to learn a little bit about what it means to be an independent publisher, and also about multicultural books. Mr. Lowe's father, Jason Lowe's father, Irvington resident Tom Lowe, started the company with a fellow Chinese-American, Philip Lee.
Correct.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe you could tell us initially a little bit about the company and how it got started by your father.
Sure. I mean, this was back in 1991 when the company was founded. And Tom Lowe, my dad, and Philip Lee decided to go into business to start a company or publishing company that specialized in multicultural books. At the time, there was a huge void in the children's book industry about carrying these types of books. So essentially, they felt that they could do something about filling this void.
What are multicultural books?
Well, essentially, it has to do with people of color, African American, Asian American, Native American, Latino, Middle Eastern, things of that nature, mostly based in ethnicity.
And do you find that the books that are multicultural, do they have a harder time getting, say, reviewed by the New York Times and some of the major publishing companies than the non-multicultural books?
I would say that in terms of the trade magazines like School Library Journal, Booklist, Kirkus, we have no problem getting into those. However, New York Times, it's a small section, the children's book section. They don't have a lot of room, so they tend to go with bigger name books. So we tend to work with a lot of people who are sort of less experienced in the children's book industry, not so much of a household name. So it is tougher to get those reviews in the bigger newspapers.
I read some of the books, and they're really great. The quality is excellent.
Great.
Could you tell us a little bit about some of the books that are being published?
Well, we started, I mean, the one book in the very beginning back in 1991 was Baseball Saved Us, and it was about a young boy in a Japanese internment camp. At the time, that was really sort of a taboo subject. It was really a subject not really commonly seen in children's books. And so really that got us a full-page review in the New York Times, now that you mention this, and really put us on the map. So that was a big, big book for us. And then later on, we did books sort of following that vein. Really, Baseball Saved Us kind of was our seminal book. It set the tone for the types of books that we would be known for publishing. And we've taken on books like Brothers in Hope, which is about the Lost Boys of Sudan. We've taken on books about gang life. It's called Yummy. It's our first graphic novel that we put out a couple of years ago. I mean, there's been so many books that we're very proud to have brought to the customers, and people really appreciate it.
Are most of the authors, writers who have written previous books, or are you giving most of the authors a chance at being exposed to being an author?
Well, it's a mix. In the beginning, we worked with a lot of people who were very new to publishing. And then later on, as we started to gain notoriety and the notice of other authors, more experienced people would start to come and want to work with us. So it was more like a referral type of thing where people had heard that we were really a cool publisher to work for, very, nurturing, you know, of the whole publishing process of working with authors. So we became known as a good house to work for.
That's great. My guest is Jason Lowe, and he's publisher of Lee and Lowe Books, and it's a publishing company that focuses on multicultural books. And where are you based out of?
Oh, we're in New York City.
But you and your family live in
We live in Ardsley, New York.
You know, that's great. Do you have any advice for people who want to write books? You know, what's some of the problems that that authors have? I mean, could anybody just get a book published?
Well, anybody could, with the sort of caveat that you do your homework. And what that means is that whichever publisher you decide to approach, you have to figure out what kinds of books they're known for publishing, because everybody has sort of a focus and speciality. So you would go and see, you know, either go to your public library, you take out some books, you note who is publishing what kinds of books, is it similar to the kind of book or story that you would like to get published, and then try to match up your work with a specific publisher. Like, oftentimes what happens is that people don't do that research, and then they send in manuscripts that aren't right for us. And an example of that would be that we don't do any talking animal stories because we feel we can't bring anything new to that specific genre. So that's one way to get completely rejected flat out, is to send us a talking animal story. And also we specialize in multicultural books. So if you were to send us something about that only has Caucasian characters in it, then that might not be a good fit for us. So those are some type of situations that writers will face if they don't do their homework.
With modern technology, that's changing the whole published industry.
It's so much easier now. I mean, think about before the web. How are you going to do this? You would be strictly, you would have to go into the public library to do your research, really. Yeah.
But if you're an author, how does that impact, say, dealing with a company like yours that's in publishing? Do you do ebooks as well?
And yeah.
How
yeah.
does that impact, you know, if people could get a book, you know, through the internet, does that hurt the business?
I don't think so. I think with the ebook phenomenon, it's what everybody's writing about nowadays. But I think that there is room for everything, print books and ebooks, because everybody has a preference in terms of how they want to read books, whether, you know, you're on your Kindle or your iPad, or if you like the feel of having an actual book made of paper in your hand. And I think there's room for both. So we're going to continue to do both and just sort of treat it as another format, the ebooks, that is.
Great. The other question I had is, how do you find your authors?
Oh, how do we find them? Yeah. Well, we find them in various ways. We try to stay close to the writing organizations like SCBWI, which is the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. We also, literary agents have come to know what we're looking for. And so they will have a stable of authors who they represent, and they will send us manuscripts that would be possibly a good fit for us. We also are social media crazy people, where we are just on Twitter, Facebook, blogging, all these type of things. So we're really in communication directly with people who are out there who want to get published. And as I said before, we have a referral system where other authors have worked with us, so they refer other authors to us because we have a good reputation. And then lastly, we have two writing contests. We have two homegrown awards, writing awards. One is called the New Voices Award, which is for an unpublished author of color, and that deals with new picture books. And then we just are launching a new YA middle grade award called the New Visions Award, which is again for a writer of color who has not published a YA or middle grade novel. and that, but that has to deal with the focus or genre of science fiction, fantasy, and mystery. So those are some of the ways. Yeah, and I've and that's very true to my heart because I'm a big sci-fi geeky type of guy, so I like that type of stuff.
that's great. Do you I've interviewed some author, like a bunch of authors, and many tell me that sometimes they've been rejected, mm-hmm. a few times mm-hmm. by different publishing companies.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for somebody who writes a book and they really like it, go to one publishing company, they get rejected, they go to another, get rejected? When is it time to give up? Or do they? Do you have any advice? Is that normal for an author?
It is normal. Unfortunately, it's a tough industry. For authors, I think the thing is, though, is you have to be very thick-skinned. You can never give up. I mean, when I say that is that, let's say you had this particular subject you wanted to publish, you have to keep going with it. You have to really believe in it. But at the same time, let's say you get a bite. And what I mean by a bite is that an editor expresses the notion that, hey, I really like your writing. What else do you have? So I'll put that one aside and write something else. I mean, that's the thing. It's one of those things where you can keep going. But the whole end game should be, let's get something published, right? Yeah.
We have to take a
break. Okay,
sorry. We'll be back in. No need to be sorry. we have to take a break, and we'll be back in a minute or so.
Thanks.
I'm Paul Finer with Jason Lowe, publisher of Lee and Lowe Books, and they're located at 95 Madison Avenue, New York City. And do you have a website, by the way?
Yes, it's leeandlowe.com.
Leeandlowe.com. That's easy to remember.
Yes, it is.
Now, back to the Greenberg Report on 1460 WVOX. Once again, here's Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Finer.
Hi, I'm Paul Finer. I'm the Greenberg Town Supervisor, and my guest is Jason Lowe, and he's publisher of Lee and Lowe Books, and they focus on multicultural books, and I'm learning so much from you. One of the reasons I like this program is as an elected official, you're sort of insulated and you're always dealing with the same issues, but the world is more than just the government mm-hmm. and more than just what you're involved in issue by issue.
Sure.
And I learn so much when I interview people like you who are doing so many fascinating things for the community. The other question I have about publishing is, how long does a process generally take from start to finish? If I think I'm going to write a book, what steps do I as an author have to take?
Well, for the author, it could take a long, long time because you are revising. Professional writing is about revision and keeping, really tightening up that manuscript. And that's something that we're known for, working with authors very closely with, because we want to get that manuscript as best as it can be. As far as a time frame, it can vary. It could be a year, it could be 6 months, it could be more than a year. The whole process of children's book publishing, however, is much longer, because then you're dealing with the art. And the art can take anywhere from 6 months to several years. We've had books that have taken multiple years to do. And you sort of say to yourself, that's a very strange business model, since it's not very economical to spend that much time on a given project. But at the end, we have found in a lot of cases that it's been worth it. So it's a very, I would call publishing, it's more of a craft, and it is definitely, it takes time sometimes.
And do the author sometimes, when you you as a publisher, do the artwork?
We actually, it's a matching process. The author is responsible for the words, and then we go out and we try and find a match in terms of an illustrator to illustrate the artwork. So,
and do the authors sometimes give you a hard time that they don't like the illustrations? Or?
It doesn't happen very, very often. I can't really remember a time when one of our authors was unhappy with the artwork. I think we've done a very good job of making people happy. So that's been a good thing.
That is, that is great. Do you have any Westchester authors?
Yeah, we do. We actually, Ed Young, who lives in Hastings.
I know Ed.
Yeah, Ed's a great guy. He did a book for us called Shanghai Messenger years and years ago. And great guy to work with, a total professional. I interviewed him once, actually. He's very, very wise, has a lot of great things to say. Yeah.
In terms of reaching the audience, how do you do that?
It's a combination of sort of identifying who our books would be good for and sending them a review copy and trying to get them to either include it in a review or use it in their school or school library. We do a lot of social networking, as I mentioned before. We have a blog where we post 3 times a week about different subjects. We actually like to talk about race issues and things like that on the blog because it's one of those subjects that people have a hard time talking about openly, and we are trying to create a place where it's sort of a safe place to talk about that and sort of disseminate those issues. It's been a lot of fun, actually, the social networking thing.
In terms of your profession, you've gotten a lot of awards and honors.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think that is attributed to the less is more model. We don't publish a lot of books each year, maybe 12 to 16 books, new books a year. And the reason we do that is because we try not to do things that we can't afford to pay for. So we don't want to sort of work outside our means.
So you should be in the government, right?
Maybe.
That's why you're not in the government, I guess, right?
That's right. But the small list also allows us to market and sell a small amount of books each year and not leave any books left behind. We treat every book the same. We give it the same amount of attention. It's one of those things where we feel that we've been pretty successful in getting the word out about each and every book we do.
And that's actually a big advantage because if somebody's dealing with an independent, smaller publishing company,
sure,
they're going to get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if they deal with a very large one, the book could get lost.
Yeah, yeah. It's like working with a small family-owned business, which is what we are. Yeah.
And what's your ambition? Where would you like to see the publishing company be 5-10 years from now?
Well, I think about that a lot, actually. And I would like to see us grow more, to do more books, whether it be in electronic format or printed format. I'd like our books to be carried in more schools and school libraries across the country. If we want to get real ambitious, since we're talking 5-10 years down the road, I'd like to see our books carried internationally as well. There's just a lot of work to do. The flip side of being a family-owned business and being an independent small publisher is that there's only so much we can do. And it takes a lot of work, but we sort of baby steps forward each time. And that would be great if we could do that and just keep growing and keep doing the kinds of books we're doing.
Do the local libraries in Westchester carry many of your books?
They do.
And is that tough, you know, getting public libraries around an area to carry books from publishing houses? Does it require a lot of work?
It does. It just requires a lot of coverage and getting the books to the right people. But what I always say about our books is that once you get them in front of someone, then really they do the selling themselves. It's not one of those things where it's a hard sell. It's actually, you read the books, you see the quality, you look at the awards. It all comes together really quite easily once you get it to the right people.
You know, in Westchester, there's so much diversity. Mm. And I know in Greenberg, we have the Theater Young Community Center, and we also have very active arts and culture committee and a writers group, so I will definitely spread the word about what you're doing.
That'd be great.
And let people know. In fact, at some point, if you want to even make a presentation to some of the groups, we have a lot of authors in the area would love having you.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to
great
do that
to help you publicize it. I really want to thank you very much for joining us. My guests have been Jason Lowe, Liam Lowe Books, and they're based in New York City, 95 Madison Avenue, New York. And the website again?
It's leeandlow.com.
Thank you very much. I learned a lot.
Oh, thanks, Paul, for having me.
I love your book.
thank you.
Even though I'm not a child.
Oh, for all ages, right?
Definitely. Good. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great.